incoming message.
You ever start working on yourself, reading the books, doing the journaling, drinking water like it's a part-time job, and suddenly you have fewer people texting you back? Yeah.
Welcome to the healing, the ultimate social filter.
Yeah, that's the part that no one tells you. People talk about how growth is beautiful, how leveling up your mindset is empowering. That's all true. But what they don't say is you might have to leave Brenda behind because Brenda only knows how to bond over mutual complaining and 3-hour vent sessions about nothing changing. So now that you've stopped feeding the drama llama, Brenda thinks that you've changed. And you know what? She's right. You have changed. You are no longer interested in friendship that's based on shared misery and...
Can you believe what he did now?
Healing makes you less available for dysfunction, less tolerant of chaos, less likely to say,
it's fine,
when it very much is not fine. And you know what? That's threatening to people who counted on your brokenness to validate theirs. Sometimes when you grow, people say you're
too much now,
or...
You're acting different.
Yes, because you are different. You're just not apologizing for it anymore. Losing people during healing isn't proof that you're doing it wrong. It's proof that you're doing it right. You're not pushing anyone away. You're just no longer abandoning yourself to keep other people comfortable. So yeah, healing might cost you a few people, but it's gonna return you to yourself. And honestly, that's a reunion worth celebrating. And hey, I say this as a life strategy with well over 20 plus years of experience in personal growth. You're not doing it wrong if you're lonely for a bit. You're just in the middle part. So keep going. You're clearing space for people who can meet the healed version of you.